Delta Mama Blues, Steve Earle from the town's release on 90.3 KMBA, where music matters. It was new music from The Waifs, Ironbark, the title track to the brand new album from the Australian folk rock duo, or not, they're not a duo, a quartet. Brewer and Shipley in there, Oh Mommy, Margaret Glaspie with You and I, and Darling was Real Estate from their new album, In Mind. It is 8:26, and it is the Morning Line program. Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, Arctic Siren Cabaret's last show of the season is coming up night after tomorrow at The Root, formerly The Taproot, and it's a friend for CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates. It's going to be a fun one, all the vocalists backed by the Kevin Barnett Quartet, too. And it's thematic, even. It's songs about home. Sponsored by KMBA, and you can find out more by calling 345-0282. Well, good morning to you. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheifluck.
Good morning.
So, you know, there's all sorts of cool stuff happening this week, and a lot of it is dealing with walks and runs. So the a number of fun runs are happening this week, including the Love a Nurse Run, which is its National Nurses Week. And so this is happening on the 13th at Kincaid Park. There's a fun run for nurses and open to the community. Not just nurses can run. So the information about that is at loveanurserun.com. 10 o'clock is the starting time for that one. There's a Faster Than a Falcon run at the Lions Park, the Mountain View Lions Park, just up the road here. And you can be part of this 8th annual Faster Than a Falcon fun run. It's a flat and fast race at Lion Park all the way through Mountain View. And a prize will be awarded to anyone who can finish ahead of the Falcon mascot.
And, the what?
The Falcon mascot. This guy, I think I've seen it last year. I think he was in this blue blue mascot suit. So it's like, how do you run in that? That would be so hot to be in a mascot suit. But, you know, there's a talented athlete in there who can do the 5K in about 27 or 28 minutes, even with that.
Now, wait a minute. So there's this guy dressed up like the Seahawks mascot, more or less, dressed up as a Falcon who can run a 5K in 27 to 28 minutes?
That's what I heard. Yeah. So it's like, you know, must be pretty darn good runner.
I mean, is that anecdotal or do we have some proof? Is there some empirical evidence that this guy... I realize that I'm getting off the subject and going on a tangent here a little bit. I'm just trying to match this. I want to make sure that we're not presenting fake public service announcements, okay?
Right.
I think maintain our credibility
it's
and
very,
integrity.
Very important to make sure that, that's correct. And for more information, you can check out the Faster Than a Falcon 5K Run Facebook page. But I did remember seeing this picture of this guy in this blue hawk or a falcon suit. And I think that's the guy that's going to be running that, unless there's two falcons, like a second falcon on a grassy knoll that's going to do the run.
A falcon avatar.
Could be, right? And so we'll find out more about that when it happens. That's May 13th at 9 a.m., and more information is available on Facebook for that one. There is a diabetes prevention and awareness fun run and walk by Sound Central Foundation at 10 a.m. on the 13th as well. And that's at the South Central Foundation campus. It's 10th annual fun run and walk. You can choose between a 5K or a 1 mile course and run and walk with family and friends. They want to have folks pre-register. And there's shirts available on a first come first serve basis. So they want folks to register online at the South Central Foundation website or at the event. There's a longer form run happening a little later on in the season. It's on May 27th. The Trent Waldron Glacier Half Marathon is in celebration of life for a running pair who were killed on a training run in 95. And so there's this mother-son kind of motif to this one where it's a celebration of these two individuals, kind of a memorial to them, and it's a Glacier Half Marathon. There's also the Pulsator 10K that's been cooked up for folks that don't really want to go for that longer race. And information about that can be found on Facebook as well at the Alaska Runners Club. There's a couple of other walks, or rather, they're walks coming up on the 13th as well. This coming Saturday from 10 to 2. It's the March for Babies in Anchorage at Westchester Lagoon. This is by the March of Dimes, and we're getting ready for that. And it says that they'll, it's for folks that want to share a passion for improving the lives and health of babies. So that's, for more information about that, you can email the organizer, Jennifer Sorensen, at jsorensen at marchofdimes.org, or also check out the March of Dimes Alaska website.
Okay. So which one are you doing this weekend?
Well, you know, I was looking at that Faster Than a Falcon 5K, and the 5K is also known as 3.1 miles, and I'm like, well, can I walk 3.1 miles and less than 27 minutes or run that? I probably won't beat the Falcon, but I would like to check that out.
Okay, that should be a good one. And a lot of these walks are for really great causes too. And man, it's that time of year. Frankly, I'm out of breath just hearing you talk about them though. So thank you very much, Frank Chytluck. It is 8:31. Still to come, Hooray for the Riff Raff, Dan Auerbach, and Country Joe McDonald.
Drug overdose is now the leading cause of accidental death in the U.S., according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Opioids are the main contributor to the problem. We'll talk with one tribe that is using the legal system for accountability on the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.